Chapter 13. Learn from Adversity and Defeat. Throughout this book, I've reminded you to look for the seed of an equivalent benefit in every defeat you experience. This isn't always easy when you've suffered a setback, but it is an important part of the science of personal achievement. The time to begin mastering this skill is now, instead of while you're licking your wounds. Failure and pain are one language through which nature speaks to every living creature, pointing out mistakes. Animals may become timid so that they avoid a threatening situation when it arises again. You must become humble so that you can acquire wisdom and understanding. Realize that the turning point at which you begin to attain success is usually defined by some form of defeat or failure. With this realization, you need not accept defeat as failure, but only as a temporary event that may prove to be a blessing in disguise. Everyone faces defeat. No one who has attained success has not met with some form of failure comparable with the scope of his or her success. Edison failed with more than 10,000 different attempts to create a light bulb before he hit on the formula that worked. Jonas Salk tried countless different media to cultivate the polio virus for a vaccine before he discovered that monkey brain tissue did the job. Debbie Fields founded the high-profile Mrs. Fields cookies chain with a single store and expanded it worldwide very quickly. Too quickly, in fact. The cost of expansion crippled the company, and Fields found herself deeply in debt. She learned that trying to own and run all the stores was simply too much. Now she franchises operations instead of running them herself, and the company is profitable and growing once more. Defeat should be accepted merely as a test which permits you to discover the nature of your thoughts and their relation to your definite major purpose. Knowing this modifies your reaction to adversity and keeps you striving toward your goal. Defeat is never the same as failure unless and until it has been accepted as such. Emerson said, "Our strength grows out of our weakness. Not until we are pricked and stung and sorely shot at will it awaken the indignation which arms itself with secret forces. A great man is always willing to be little. While he sits on the cushion of advantages, he goes to sleep. When he is pushed, tormented, defeated, he has a chance to learn something. He has been put on his wits, on his manhood. He has gained facts, learned from his ignorance, been cured of the insanity of conceit, has got moderation and real skill."